talking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got a song.
Yeah, it is. Football weekend. Our 11-4 Saskatchewan Roughriders welcoming the 5-11 Argonauts to Mosaic tonight. And even though the defending Grey Cup champions are already eliminated from playoffs, defensive back Marcus Sales expects them to come out fighting tonight.
We've had battles with every single team. We've had battles with, you know, Edmonton, and we've had battles with Ottawa last week. So, I mean, we can't count anybody out. Everybody's a competitor.
And there is, of course, a little extra incentive tonight for the Riders. They can clinch first in the CFL West with a win, and that's not lost on quarterback Trevor Harris.
I think you step back and look at big picture once in a while and say, hey, you know, you win one game, you get this. And, you know, if you can win a fight in the first round of three rounds, you do it. And so, you know, we're going to come out here and give our best effort, as we always do.
Now, even if the Riders lose, they can't claim the top spot if Calgary loses at Hamilton tomorrow, too. But I don't think they want to wait for that to happen. They want to get it done themselves tonight. Kickoff, 7 o'clock, Green Zone pregame show. We'll be on at 5. And, hey, remember, it's not sold out yet. Those $20 co-op community zone tickets, there might be some of those left for tonight's game. Definitely for the last home game as well, too. It's so much sports this weekend. I personally do not mind. You got the CFL, obviously the NFL this weekend. The NHL is back. Hockey night in Canada tomorrow. Major leagues of baseball. Of course, no Blue Jays tonight, but you can watch the Tigers-Mariners game. That's on at 6. Whoever wins goes against the Jays, and that series will start on Sunday. And if you want to catch the Pats, they're playing in town this weekend. They're going to welcome Vancouver tomorrow, Kamloops on Monday. Sunday afternoon over Libel Field, Regina Thunder play their final regular season game, hosting the Wildcats from Edmonton. First place and the all-important home field advantage of the playoffs is on the line there. And obviously it's food this weekend. Lots of food. What do you like more? Turkey, ham, the fixins?
I prefer ham. I would say probably turkey, because it's not like you really cook a turkey on a regular basis. It's a special thing.
Doesn't matter if there's a bird or not. It's always the stuffing that has to be there.
Got the turkey and the gravy, the mashed potatoes, the stuffing, cranberry sauce, and then the apple pie.
Yes.
With some ice cream, and it's perfect.
Yes, you got me. And don't overcook the old turkey.
Look at that. I told you we put it in too early.
Oh, it's just a little dry. It's fine.
A little dry. Just a little dry. Who's got a Costco pumpkin pie? You got one of those yet? They've been selling like hotcakes as well, too. And maybe you're just looking to chillax this weekend, and you're not necessarily a sports fan. How about this on Prime? The doc is John Candy, I Like Me. It was produced by Ryan Reynolds. That's out now.
You've been in more turkeys than a stuffing mix.
I think the weight of everything he was doing was just too much.
A hazard of this business is that it's very unhealthy for people pleasers.
I can't really do favors for people.
It's a bottomless cup of coffee.
If you go a whole lifetime eating your feelings, drinking your feelings, smoking your nerves.
Hollywood's still reacting to the shocking news.
John Candy is dead at the age of 43.
Yeah, it should be interesting. John Candy, I Like Me, is on Prime if you have it. And I see Amy Poehler is hosting Saturday Night Live on Saturday night. She's always great in that, too. Finally, my old pal Dave Mitchell, who used to be at CJME long ago, he would call this the strange story of the day, I'm sure. But I read this because I'm a Disney freak. I love the theme parks. I read someone died while visiting the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland. It's true.
Oh, I didn't mean to frighten you prematurely.
It was a woman in her 60s. And the Anaheim police confirmed the woman was unresponsive immediately after exiting the ride. And I don't mean to be disrespectful, but honestly, if you've ever been to the haunted house at Disney, it's hardly terrifying. And cops are not saying the actual cause of death, but Disney, they promote that the ride has 999 happy haunts there. Are they going to put that up to 1,000? I'm not entirely sure, but again, no disrespect, but it is a little ironic. Again, I'm a huge Disney freak. I used to joke with my kids, after I'm dead, take my ashes, dump them as you ride the Pirates of the Caribbean. But they made that illegal because It's not an original idea, and so many people were doing it. So I'd be okay, I think, if I croaked while riding the Haunted Mansion. Huh? That'd be a good way for me to go out. Always nice when our long weekend rolls around. I hope you get a little time to yourself and with your family and hopefully enjoy a turkey. Not everyone has that opportunity, but thanks to the folks over at Souls Harbor Rescue Mission, they did their best to serve up a Thanksgiving feast for more than 500 people yesterday. Volunteers, I hear, started cooking, cutting, and freezing turkeys weeks ago, and it all came together nicely. And also to those of you who donated to Jack 94.5 Stuff the Bus Food Bank campaign yesterday at the Harbor Landing Co-op. Thanks for stopping by. Big time success, and that's going a long way to help the local food bank as well. So thank you for that too. In the NHL last night, it was pretty cool for Jets fans as the Jets started their new season. Mammoth standing ovation for three-time Stanley Cup champion Jonathan Toews returning to his hometown. For his first game in 910 days, he didn't pick up any points, but his buddy Kyle Connor on his team did, who was back in his first game since signing an 8-year deal, and Connor got a hat trick, but the Stars would win 5-4. Over in Florida, the agitator got on the scoreboard for the first time.
Marchand back on the ice, fires, and he scores! It's Brad the Cat! Marchand gives Florida the lead!
Man, the Panthers are flying. They beat the Flyers 2-0 last night. They're now 2-0 to start the season with Tkachuk and Barkov out because of injuries. And it's year three for our friend Connor Bedard. Regina Pats fans always like to know how he's doing. Well, he got on the score sheet last night.
And this one, Bedard rips in and scores. Bedard got free at the top of the circle, and he rifles it by Corpusello.
Goal and assist. The Bruins, though, beat him 4-3, and the Habs beat the Wings 5-1. Sid the Kid was back. He got a goal last night.
Malkin. Center scores! It's Sidney Crosby!
And yes, the Pens edge the Islanders 4-3. I see the Lightning loss to the Senators 5-4. I think the Senators are going to be I'll call them a beast this year. I think they're the ones that are going to go a lot deeper than a lot of people think. And those who think Calgary's going to do well, no. They lost 5-1 Murray Wood to the Canucks last night. And the Knights beat San Jose 4-3 in overtime in a game that I sure hope you find a moment to Google the highlights, because you will not believe how that game ends in the third period and then what happens in overtime. It's just a mess for the Sharks goaltender. Sing it at the top of your lungs. I love it. Living on a Prayer. Bon Jovi and Greg Morgan here, hoping our farming friends can gobble up the last bit of harvest over the Turkey Day weekend. As of right now, harvest around 93% finished in our province. That's up from 84% last week. So much to be thankful for. You know, we take an awful lot for granted as we live our lives. And honestly, I'm not sure that's a bad thing either. This life's meant to be lived, right? So if we spent all our time worrying about the what ifs and the yeah buts, we'd miss all the little wonders right in front of us. So every once in a while, I think it's just worth hitting pause. And I want to do that with you right now and appreciate what's right in the world. And I am so thankful for my beautiful partner, Jen, her boys, my two girls who bring me a lot of joy, laughter, and chaos, more than I could ever have imagined. And in fact, I'll admit it, they make every day on this planet worth it. Even the ones where I get more eye rolls than hugs, but I'll take it. Heck, I even love when the only family time we get is everyone scrolling their phones in the same room, all of us pretending to watch Netflix together. I love those moments. And right here in Saskatchewan, we've got it pretty damn good, too. Sure, the wind tries to blow us over into Manitoba once in a while, but look around this time of year. It's gorgeous. It's safe. It's welcoming. Just a great place to raise a family. And I must say, I'm thankful for you, who let me pull up a chair at your breakfast table or tag along in the car every morning. Thanks for tuning in. You landed on 980 CJME right there on the dial, and I appreciate that. Because when I was a kid growing up in Rosemont, Radio sat on top of the bread box. My dad always had it dialed into CJME. I can still hear it.
Saskatchewan's music power, Regina, CJME.
Oh, I grew up wanting to be on the radio. I was little. I remember names like Hart Kirsch doing the morning show here, Harry Decker, who sat in this chair that I sit in now this morning. And I remember feeling that even though his voices had never met us, it felt like they were a part of our family, sitting right there at the breakfast table with us, keeping us company, if you will, while the toast popped, or in my case, the Pop-Tart popped out of the toaster. Somehow I got to be that guy that I dreamed of being, and many of you text and tell me how my words, or perhaps my, well, I hope it's a positive attitude, have made your day, or how maybe a moment between Evan Bray and I at 7:20 made you smile or made you mad. It happens. The fact we have shared something together, never having met, but made a connection without looking face to face. It's the whole reason why I do this. So thank you. From my family to yours, happy Thanksgiving. Take a moment this weekend to look around and realize there's so much to be thankful for.
Thank you, frailty.
And go Riders! Well, there's still time for ice cream. The Milky Way is not yet closed. I'll get to that in a moment, but I should also let you know that the golf courses here in the city are set to close for Tuesday. Although you look at today and tomorrow's forecast, best day for golf, but Sunday, Monday, it's really going to cool down 5 degrees for daytime highs and looks like it could get pretty wet. But yeah, the Milky Way. Melissa from the Milky Way joining me now. How did you know, Melissa, it was going to turn cloudy, rainy, and cooler Sunday?
Well, you know, in the ice cream business, we kind of are like weather people.
You must be.
Weather same. Yeah.
You must be. Now, exactly. I worked in the Milky Way when I was younger for my uncle George. George Clifton was once the owner. So I kind of know the answer to this next question. But how long has the Milky Way been around now?
1957. Yeah.
I did not start at the Milky Way in 1957, just in case anyone is wondering. What's been the success of the Milky Way?
This is my first season here, but I know the lore and I know the business quite well. So I would say that definitely the nostalgia is an aspect. Everyone has a memory of coming to the Milky Way as a youngin. And then those people have started bringing their own children and their own families. So I think our success is there's a charm to the Milky Way. It's very visible, you know, the red and white striped building, and everybody loves it. Everyone has a favorite here.
Always lined up. Can you assess from sales this year, Melissa, what is Regina's most favorite ice cream selection?
Oh, hands down, chocolate vanilla soft.
Really? A mix?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was going to be vanilla.
No, well, vanilla is, I mean, it's always there, but the chocolate vanilla is fan fave for sure.
What about hard ice cream? What's the number one pick?
Number one pick for hard ice cream is actually bubblegum, surprising.
I always used to churn out a lot of Tiger, the orange black licorice. Is that still a go?
The Tiger Tail is super popular. Chocolate fudge brownie is a huge hit. Rum and raisin is a very popular one this year.
Nice. And there's got to be a flop because I can't believe grape soft serve ice cream is a popular pick. That has to have been the biggest flop.
I'm actually going to be honest with you. Grape soft serve is our number three most favorite follower.
No. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It's pistachio, coconut, and then grape. I know. I was surprised too.
Okay. So is there one pick, though, that you kind of go, we don't need to rush back that one again?
Any of the really fruity flavored ones, like bubblegum, cotton candy, any of those don't really do all that great.
Okay. Well, Melissa, I'm sure you've got a lot of regulars that come.
We sure do. We love our daily regulars for sure.
Do people ever say, I've come from wherever in Canada or from the United States because I heard you have great ice cream? Did they say that? How far away have they come?
Oh, we get people from all over the place, from the U.S., East Coast, all the time. We hear people coming, or we hear often we moved away. And this is always our first stop when we come and visit.
Okay. Well, with sadness, I remind everyone it closes on Sunday. What do you want to do all winter?
Oh, all winter, we're working on some other awesome new projects here. We always have new fun things happening at the Milky Way. So
I thought for sure you would say, I want to go somewhere hot, sunny, and warm where there's no ice cream machine.
No, of course course not. We love it here.
Well, thanks for the update, Melissa, and thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Greg.
All right. And they got great ice cream cakes, too, you got to ask about as well. It's also Fire Prevention Week. A big open house tomorrow, 1:30 till 3:30 at Fire Hall Number 6 over on Rink. I know Fire Chief Lane Jackson was in the show earlier this week, and they really are on a mission to remind everyone about lithium-ion batteries.
They are safe. What we find with lithium-ion batteries, though, is when they do catch fire, they burn quite intensely and ferociously, and they're hard to put out. So we want to draw everyone's attention to using them safely in their home. The lithium batteries are the rechargeable ones. So yes, the ones that are in your tablets, smartphones, e-scooters, e-bikes, those types, they're quite prevalent, and that's why we want to draw attention to them, because if they do overload, if they do fail, they start a fire very quickly and they burn quite intensely.
Fire Chief Lane Jackson, my guest. When you buy a new iPad or, you know, whatever phone you use, it comes with the original charging device, but there's so many knockoffs. Are they dangerous too?
When you're charging them, you want to make sure you're using that manufacturer's recommended cord. Charge them on a smooth, dry, flat surface. Don't charge it under your pillow, Greg, at
what?
Night.
Are you going to calls where somebody has fallen asleep with their cell phone under their pillow?
And you don't want to insulate them. So you want to keep them in a nice, open, dry area. There has been calls where the fire department has gone to calls where people are charging them in insulated positions like that with pillows or whatever in blankets, and it just can't vent properly, or they can't breathe properly and cool off.
All right, if you want to know where to dispose of lithium batteries, he says the website is call2recycle.org.